Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nobody plays all the hits like 106.5 The End. At 8:40 on the wake-up call, overcast today, high of 93. The American Red Cross is helping collect donations to people and families affected by the fires in Northern California, the Mendocino Complex fire near Clear Lake, the Carr fire near Redding. If you'd like to donate, you can text the word FIRE to 73389, or you can go to endonline.com/redcross.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake-up call. Gavin.
I was always told as a kid, stop touching your chuchy.
Katie.
I hate it here.
Ray.
Listen, he said it would only tickle once. I took his word for it.
The wake-up call.
I'm sure you've been hearing us talking about it here on the wake-up call. Revival inside the Sawyer Hotel downtown. They do these pool parties. They do like one once a month. Yesterday was a big one because it was the Baywatch pool party. So you came in like Baywatch-themed attire. Well, all day long, intern Kevin was trying to find a way to get in. Kevin, did you even go?
Wow.
He didn't even go.
That's so grown up of him.
No. Hold on a second. Part of it was that Promotions George was all the way in Rockland for something and had Kevin's ticket. Kevin, were you already downtown? Come here. Kevin, I think, was already downtown since brunch. And as of 6 o'clock yesterday, Kevin still didn't have a way of getting into this party.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm pissed. I had my red shorts ready, my white shirt because it was a Baywatch theme party.
Yeah.
I had my whistle ready. I had everything ready for the pool party but my ticket. So I kept texting George, hello,
seems like
where
that's
are
the
you?
Most important part.
I mean, it is pretty important.
It goes ticket,
right.
Whistle,
right.
Then white shirt, red pants.
And for those people that don't know, George is our promotions mistress. Is
yes.
That what we decided to call him?
Yes.
King of finesse. And he runs things here like any kind of like pool party or whatever.
Yeah. He runs things like a well-oiled machine. There was an event up in Rockland earlier in the day, and he had said, hey, I'm going to go finesse up there, and then I'm going to come downtown and finesse at the pool party at Revival. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, the party was banging.
Wow. Glad you had a great time.
Man, it was, it was tons of people. You know, big buff guys walking around with their shirts off.
Oh, boy.
That sounds fun.
Sounds super fun.
But
what floaties were there?
All the floaties you love climbing on.
Like what?
Like the big unicorn and the shark mouth and all those.
They didn't have a specific, like a lifeguard one?
No, they didn't
have those. One of those big red things that they run with?
Well, what's funny is I always ask George to give me the tickets beforehand, mm-hmm. just in case something happens like this. And he says, no, I will give it to you when I get there. Don't worry about it. So this
When
he comes in today, I got something to tell him.
Now, listen, I know what everybody's thinking that's listening to this, both of you, is that this seems like a very privileged problem to have. Oh, how nice of you guys, must be nice drowning in tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't say we're drowning in them.
Well, okay, whatever. But one always seems to get held over for you. So
yes,
okay.
Despite everybody else on staff who somehow doesn't get tickets to almost anything.
But I will say, is it a weird power trip that George always keeps Kevin's ticket, or is this because Kevin has a history of losing his ticket?
I don't think he has a history of losing his ticket.
So then is it a power trip from George?
Oh, wow, you do, I guess.
I do kind of lose the ticket the day of, so that's why he's like, I'm going to hold on to it now. But it's for reasons
like
this.
So George is like becoming your guardian.
No,
yeah.
no,
glad somebody is, because we will not.
Now, Kevin, did you have FOMO yesterday because of this? You were essentially standing on the outside of this party that you couldn't get into because you didn't have a ticket.
I mean, I saw the music blasting, the balls thrown, getting thrown. It was, yeah.
Do you have any pictures? Did you post any pictures?
I didn't.
Okay, how does it make you feel?
Do you have pictures on your phone?
No.
How does it make you feel that this was our event? Rain was there and wouldn't just get you in.
Don't even start. I was pissed.
I didn't have an extra ticket. If I did, absolutely, Kevin, I would have given you one.
I mean, I was all pool ready.
Did you try going to the door and saying, do you know who I am?
No, because they are strict ticket only kind of business.
Not to mention, the second anybody says, do you know who I am? The response is no.
Right. Or worse, yes.
Yeah.
You still can't come in. Oh, I'm Kevin. I'm sorry.
This weekend was not fun.
My heart
so
goes out to you.
So what did you do instead?
Great question.
I went around, looked for murals, went home.
Murals.
Sleep. Because, yeah.
What? Are you going to try to return your whistle?
No, I'm going to save for the next pool party. I'm going to be that guy that just blows the whistle every second.
Oh, God. People love that guy.
People are going to think a soccer coach is there.
No, when they blow the whistle and you're doing a workout, like.
We know what a whistle
right
sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Yeah, you missed the party on Friday night, too. They had the big stage set up right there on
right in front of DeVere's. Well, look at me, staying indoors because I have responsibilities.
What was your responsibility for Friday night?
I just overslept.
Yeah, I know.
I overslept for Friday night.
Yeah, okay, so I took a nap. I came home late, so I was all like, oh, okay, let me take a quick nap. I don't have to go until like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into a deep sleep.
Right.
And so what time did you wake up?
To 1 o'clock in the morning.
And then what'd you do?
Stayed up till 4. Then I got ready for this job.
Oh, this was Thursday night?
Was it Thursday?
No,
well,
he
said Friday.
Friday. Oh, okay.
God, I hope you still got ready for this job for Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You know, what's your timeline to become a dad again?
Almost this year is up.
Man, yeah. You got till March.
But as far as like lifestyle goes, you're ready.
Really?
I feel like you're ready.
Oh my God. Sure. Yay.
Because the first thing you need when you become a dad, a whistle.
Yeah. 106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.